This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
According to a recent Pew Research Center survey, two-thirds of women and nearly half of men say women face some discrimination when it comes to getting ahead in business. There's always the interesting question of children, for one thing. 22% of those surveyed believe women who want to reach a top position in business are better off not having kids at all, with another 40% holding the opinion that if they're going to do it, they should wait until later in their careers. Another 36% believe it's best to get childbirth out of the way early on. This is Five for Fortune, a weekly listicle with five things to consider in the challenging world of work and business. I'm Maya Tan. In my opinion, women should never be made to choose between a career and children. And the world of work needs to adapt so women can have families and create wonders at work too. Sandy Rubenstein, a mother of twins since age 29, is CEO of DX Agency, an ad engagement agency with clients that include HBO and MTV. She shared her advice recently with Inc.com magazine for women who want to get ahead in work and business. Here are five things to consider. Number one, do work you're passionate about. Like it or not, to succeed in business, you're going to have to do a lot of things well. We're expected to be committed to our jobs, our personal relationships, our kids, all at the same level of intensity. And on top of that, we have to look like we're about 25 years old. We have to be fit and healthy looking in order to be liked at work, in order to be perceived as efficient and dynamic. Now, Rubenstein says, if you love your work, you're more likely to invest the amount of energy it takes to assume leadership positions within your organization or industry. You'll go the extra mile. You'll make sure all areas of your life are not neglected. If you're not happy at work, chances are you're going to prioritize your kids, call in sick, and, you know, things can snowball from there. Number two, decide what you can and cannot live without. Regardless of what anyone says, women cannot have everything. So it's important to think carefully about your priorities. Some things you just have to say no to. Sandy Rubenstein says, as much as we want to go to every single concert or sports day that our kids are involved in, there will be some that we might have to miss. She says, in my family, we have a very candid conversation about which ones are important and which ones they want me at. It's the same thing with spending time with a spouse or with friends. You need to prioritize. Do you really have to attend that PTA meeting, or is it enough to stay updated via email? Prioritize, make your decisions, discuss and get agreement from the people around you so that you can get the best of both worlds. Number three, lighten up. Laugh, have fun, and remember that most likely your work isn't life or death. It's so easy to sweat the small stuff and multitask to the point of distraction. Sandy Rubenstein says at 11:30 at night, when she's sitting there doing email and worried about work, she usually has to take a breath to tell herself, it's going to be okay. Tomorrow is another day, and I need to stop now. Knowing when to stop is just as important, and definitely don't let every single detail or every event or thing that goes wrong eat away at you. Working in me time and rest is ever important, especially if you want to be on top of your game the next day. Number four, stay on top of your game. In other words, make sure you have a plan for how you're going to remain educated on current trends or the latest technology. When you go to a meeting or give a presentation and someone asks a question, you don't want to have to turn to the guy from IT or to the executive who has the research notes. You want to say with confidence, I understand this industry, I can represent what needs to be done. Again, this would involve prioritizing. Sometimes it's easier to delegate and to let someone else manage the more straightforward tasks to give you room to research, strategize, and be the mastermind. Number five, manage how people perceive you. In an industry dominated by men, it's important to be intentional about your image. Personal branding for women has never been more important as we fight for diversity, inclusion, and gender equality. So while you may be friendly and social, you also need to act and communicate as a leader in order to be perceived as a leader, with the understanding that you alone are responsible for your destiny. And this may mean creating some boundaries. The perception needs to be that you're the boss, that you're the one in charge, she says. You can have a relationship with others, but there are barriers to how far those conversations should and could go. Also, managing your brand is about doing, not about talking and telling. Once you demonstrate your values and your philosophies and walk the talk, there's no doubt that your personal branding will shine through. Show them who's boss. And that's this week's episode, 5 Ways for Women to Get Ahead in Work and Business, as advised by Sandy Rubenstein. This has been 5 for Fortune. I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.